again. You got, what do you say, we give the old Jimmero Wheel of Anger a spin. And the Wheel of Anger lands on parking.
Yeah, oh, man.
Is that where we're going?
Parking.
No, you don't got to tell me.
Oh, man, I'm steamed.
Lay it on me.
All right. Mark, I know I told you yesterday I was going to talk about parking, about how my neighbors insist on blocking my tiny driveway when they come home late at night from God knows where, even though there's a no parking sign clearly posted on the garage, about how infuriating it is not to be able to even fit my little Honda Civic into my own space because it's cordoned off by a late model Ford LTD and a Humvee. Mm. But tonight, I'm not going to talk about that. You know why?
Why, Jim?
Because that's trivial compared to all the other important things going on in the world.
Yeah.
Like this unjust and illegal war in Iraq, yeah, where thanks to the insurgency, a new parking space opens up every 5 minutes. Or,
yeah.
Or the tragic legacy of Terry Schiavo, who, yeah, by the way, didn't have to worry about parking for over 10 years. Or the plight of injured and kidnapped journalists like Jill Carroll, whose family had to move her car every damn week so she wouldn't get a street cleaning ticket. These are important issues. More important than my stupid parking problem. I should be thankful for all the people in my neighborhood. If it weren't for all those cramped garages being converted into overpriced apartments, overburdened landlords wouldn't have the funds to file eviction notices against me for complaining about gas leaks. But I guess I'm spoiled, Mark.
Mm.
See, when I was little, everybody had a parking space. Now it's so bad, the sex offender living in the van across the street from me has to double park to get a hard on. I guess what I'm trying to say is this, Mark. This isn't the same country I grew up in.
Yeah.
That's what I want to talk about, not parking. Particularly the issue of immigration. Millions of illegal aliens cross our borders every year. And that's a huge concern. But then the question comes to mind, how can we label human beings illegal? Are these not people who need to be treated with respect, dignity, and compassion for the horrible circumstances that drove them here?
Mm.
Which brings me to my next point.
Yeah.
A lot of them drove here, Mark.
Yeah.
These people are stealing our parking spaces. Screw the jobs they're taking. I don't know about you, but they could offer me $400 an hour, and I still would not bust Rosie O'Donnell's table. I've seen that cow eat, and she's a spitter. In conclusion, if you're going to block my driveway, at least do it in a car I respect. Maybe a hybrid or a steam car. What the hell is it with Leno, anyway? He's got a warehouse full of vintage electrics and Stanley steamers. Why not donate a few to these poor undocumented workers so they don't have to break their backs every day picking his crappy monologue jokes? In the meantime, America, stay out of my driveway, or I'll be forced to leave a witheringly sarcastic note under your windshield wiper again when no one's looking. You heard me. You've just taken a ride on my Wheel of Anger.
I think that was good, man. That was good.
You've been earled.
You can park in. You can come park on my street anytime, buddy.
I've been there. You can't park on your street. It's all curvy and it's got a lot of inclines on it.
What's the matter? You got a clutch car?
Yeah, I got a clutch car.
Wow, you're old school, man.